Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, it's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danka, Bharati Jagdish and Ryan Huang. Time now for Mind Your Business. The winner for Slingshot 2021 has been crowned.
Yes, indeed. It's a competition organized by Enterprise Singapore. It can't have been easy to win this, but QuantumSight is the company that emerged the winner of the grand prize at the finals. This biotech startup from the US stood out for its AI artificial intelligence integrated solution. It actually provides more accurate test results for cancer patients. And this then allows for better assessment of the treatment options available to these patients.
So the prize is $250,000 Startup SG grant and 18 months of rent-free space at JTC Launchpad. Our guest on the line is calling us all the way from San Francisco, Bernadine Lim, Chief Commercial Officer for QuantumSight. Good morning.
Yeah, good afternoon from San Francisco.
The time difference.
Okay, icebreaker question before we start talking about QuantumSight. When I look at the price, $250,000 Startup SG grant versus 18 months of rent-free space. You get both, obviously, but which do you think is worth more? For me, I'll go with the rent-free,
I will go with the $250,000 grant. Because we are doing so much in Singapore. We're establishing, we're expanding in Singapore. We're setting up a joint lab. We've got all these big plans. We're collaborating with A-Star, BII, SGH, SingHealth, everyone. Mm. Right? So we definitely need that grant.
Mm. It sounds like you're going to be doing good work with it. Tell us more about this. I mean, I'm sure cancer patients and families of cancer patients all over the world will be very interested in knowing what exactly it is that you pitched that made you the winner of this contest.
Well, I think what I did was I really focused on that 25% unmet need, because right now for personalized medicine, about 75% out there of cancer patients, they have treatment options for personalized medicine. But it's that 25% that just still doesn't have it, right? And basically it's because that their tumor content is just a little bit on the low side, right? I mean, you always hear about, oh, somebody has like a big lump of tumor and they went in for a biopsy. And then before you know it, you know, they've got treatment. They've got some drug that works miracles for them. But then sometimes you hear about all these other cases where there's a biopsy, there's inconclusive data, you know, they do a generic treatment, the doctor says, okay, go, you know, we have to put you on chemo. Those are the ones that we really, really want to help, because there is an unmet need, and it's because there is technology. It's not there yet, and we are that last mile gap. We just fit in right in there, you know, into that last mile for that 25%, for that unmet need. So that's a sense of urgency as far as we're concerned.
You know, medtech is something that fascinates me, and how now you look at things like the power of AI, and that can help with medical prognosis. Without geeking out too much, could you explain to us your technology a little bit more, say for a case study, maybe a cancer patient?
Right. Okay. So what we basically do, and I'll give you a little bit of the genesis of what we did, you know, like you mentioned AI. So as you probably know, in the last decade, you know, you hear about big names like Illumina, because they have a big manufacturing hub over in Singapore. And gene sequencing, you hear about that all the time too, has become accessible for all patients. So gene sequencing probably over 10 years ago has really opened up the door for a lot of cancer biopsies being sent for genetic analysis. And then also within the last 2 years, 3 years, you hear a lot about AI, digital pathology, helping to identify all the crazy mutations within one tumor biopsy, right? You hear about that. But here's the funny thing that maybe you might not know, okay? It's AI allows you to see all the various mutations within that one tumor, but guess what? You can't take it out. You still cannot extract it, especially for these little tiny microscopic tumors that we're really trying to work on. But you still can't extract that. You can extract the big lumps of cancer, right? Because they're so big, you can just extract them. And today's technology, gold standard, surprisingly, we're in the 21st century, the gold standard right now for extracting tumor is still manual scraping. Okay, mainly the histotechnologist takes a knife to the slide and he's scraping it out. So that's what they do today in 21st century. So basically, that has not kept up with AI. That has not kept up with gene sequencing. That's the last mile gap that we're trying to close. If we close that, those patients now will have the same options as the other 75% that already enjoy the personalized treatment options that you hear about. So we kind of equalize the playing field. You know, we're able to allow those undiagnosable patients to have the same treatment options. And for the clinicians, it's a big deal for them because they don't have to tell that patient, let's do a repeat biopsy on you. Because it's painful, it's stressful, it's cost, it's a health care burden, right, on the hospital, on the family. It's stressful for families. So imagine if you don't have to do a repeat biopsy anymore. That's a big deal.
Certainly, it does sound like an extremely big deal. I'd just like to take a step back because I'm so intrigued by what you're doing. Tell us more about what led you down this path. What made you want to found this company and develop this type of technology?
Yeah, well, I don't come from the medical background myself. The founders, John and Badan, John comes from the biomedical background, right? He's been working on gene sequencing companies. He's with PacBio and all that. Badan comes from a high-tech background. Myself, I come from actually a finance background, right? And I actually started working in the investment banking industry a while back. And I realized that tools are what makes a difference for the scientists because the science has really kept up with the times. We've got fantastic science. We've got incredible advancements in the science. But we are still behind when it comes to having the proper tools to help us to reach at the same stage as where that science is, right? So if we have something like this where it's that last mile gap, it can really make a difference, not just for cancer, but down the road, you know, and in other diseases like fibrosis and, you know, heart disease and all these other stuff, right, out there. Right, but I think we want to start with cancer just because people understand it, we understand it, we've all been impacted by cancer, and we don't want our loved ones to suffer, right? I mean, we don't want people, our loved ones, to go in and out of the hospital, you know? I mean, that's what happens when there's an inconclusive diagnosis. The patient goes in and out because he receives generic treatment.
With this technology and how we're able to get a better diagnosis, and if you can overlap a little bit with how you did your pitch at Slingshot, does this technology also entail a bit of a predictive model as well?
Yes, it does. It has a little bit of a predictive because of the AI component. The AI component allows you to have that predictive because the AI actually trains. It's like an AI machine learning model. So if you have enough cancer samples, right, so you basically train it. So let's say you're focusing on colorectal cancer and you have like, you know, maybe 500 samples. You start training that model, so it becomes predictive over time. So because of that, it's very, very attractive for clinicians. Right, because it's quicker, right? And on top of that, it's an automated format. It's a lot quicker, and you're dealing with volume by that time, right? And scalability. So that predictive model becomes very important, and that's why the clinical market has pulled on us first rather than the research, because there's a sense of urgency. So most of the people that are most enthusiastic, most passionate about, you know, being our partners, you know, partnering with us, are really oncologists and pathologists because they face these problems all the time. So if we can have that predictive model, in fact, the pool is right now oncologists. If we can build that predictive model together with them, they supply us the tumor samples. We built that AI algorithm together with them. Then we can really help those patients.
Right. I mean, this sounds like a compelling enough reason for people to actually work with you. But tell us more about what it really took to win at Slingshot. Did you have to do a virtual pitch? How much harder was it to do that? How much harder was it to convince people that this was worth backing?
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank all of our team members, Linda Lowe, over our GM over in Singapore. She did a heck of a job. She really, you know, she and I really worked really, really hard to make this happen, you know, the pitch, the script, all of that stuff. And then Badan, John, everyone else came in and really, really we all brought it home. It was a true team effort. And then we had a lot of the visuals, the video. Alice really helped us bring it out. Linda was incredible with scripting it. I mean, it was, you know what it was? It brought us closer. It brought Singapore so much closer because Linda, Alice, they're in Singapore, were here in San Francisco. It brought us closer as a team. You know, because we all have a common goal, right? Which is really to eradicate cancer, especially for that 25%. And we're all passionate about it because we've all been impacted by cancer, you know, all of us, you know. So we thank everybody at Enterprise Singapore. We thank the panel of judges. You know, it was phenomenal to have judges that connected with us. We thank CECOM. We thank everyone. So it was a wonderful opportunity for us. It was great for us as a team, you know, a QuantumSight team, both here, especially in Singapore too, and we're very humbled by the entire experience because it was stressful. We never knew that, you know, we could even make it till the very end.
No, I love the passion that you are showing right now, and I think this is a fascinating product. There's also a collaboration with SGH. I mean, obviously having colleagues in Singapore would have helped. What does this mean, you know, winning Slingshot in terms of collaboration with Singapore? Do we get to take a bit of priority and pride in this as well?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Singapore gets first. Singapore is number one in the world to build this premium test. Okay, I mean, we love what we're doing with SGH, especially with Tony, Dr. Tony Lim at the Department of Anatomical Pathology. Okay, he basically saw this technology for what it is. He recognized it. You know, at first he didn't quite believe it, but later from we turned him from a non-believer to a believer. He gave us samples. We did those samples, you know, which he manually scraped before. He couldn't get good data. Now he gets good data. He's like, I'm in it. I'm gonna build these cancer tests for colorectal cancer and lung cancer. He was that decisive, and you know what? It steered us from just a tool company to really, really thinking bigger that we could actually help enable these cancer tests that are going to be built by him at SGH. It's so powerful because those 25%, they don't have treatment options. Now they do, and it's going to be commercialized first at Singapore General Hospital.
Sounds like a great collaboration, and certainly everyone looking forward to it, I'm sure. Thank you so much, Bernardine Lim, for joining us today, Chief Commercial Officer at QuantumSight. Once again, congratulations, Bernardine, to you and your team.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the support.
Yep, you take care, yeah, and stay safe there in San Francisco. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.